News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Maxie, we are a coffee machine. We got a coffee situation here, and I know you are a lover of coffee.
Oh,
I
got one in my hand as we speak. I mean, what we got for a problem? I can diagnose it.
Yeah, right. We got that coffee machine down here. When's the last time you've actually done your show from the studio, by the way?
18 months ago, whatever. Wow. Oh, I know what it was. It was on Sid Hartman's 100th birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was
right.
The final March show 15th. On that Sunday, yep. And then the next day COVID shut us all down, and you talk about fate. Sid did his final show because he couldn't have done it anymore with us because he couldn't do it from home.
Too risky, yep.
And with his hearing and everything else at age 100. And the last day that we were in studio at WCCO as a whole, as a team, was his birthday, yep. And that was the day, yeah. The coffee machine worked fine then.
Yeah. Not anymore. Of course, Sid was going for the hot chocolate, but yeah.
Give me hot chocolate if you're going to get coffee.
we're in an emergency situation here. The Twins Twins mathematically eliminated from playoffs. Fittingly,
the wild card, they're still alive in.
Oh, wild card, I'm sorry. So the divisional.
The division they can't win, but
had hopes that we had that division. You never know what would have happened. But happens in New York against the Yankees. They blow a big lead, and the demons still haunt us there in the Bronx.
it's uncanny. I mean, this thing yesterday was just the epitome of if the Twins hit two home run homers in the first inning, Polanco and Sano, and then later Buxton hits one, and now it's 5-0. And kind of their three of their stars, are potential guys that you could look to. And you go, boy, they got this right where they want it. They got a bullpen game going because Gant leaves the game early because he's got an issue. And the Yankees don't have a hit through four innings. And all of a sudden, and they're not a big crowd there. Normally you can kind of hear that hum and that buzz. But because it's a makeup game, there's not many people there. And all of a sudden it's 5-2. Well, 5-2, you're okay. And then it gets interesting because Tyler Duffy's not happy with the calls from Jeff Nelson, home plate umpire from right here in Minnesota. And Tyler does show his emotions. And next thing you got a couple base runners on. Baldelli gets thrown out of the game. And here comes Aaron Judge. And you go, no, he won't. Not this time. And that guy makes it look so easy because right field looks like it's about 3 feet by the time he's done swinging. He's such a big guy. And the game was tied 5-5. And at that point, I doubt there was a Twins fan that thought there was any chance the Twins would win the game. it's still 5-5. You're still in it. You go to extra innings. And that Giarrusola tries to bunt three times, and he bunts the third one foul. So it's technically a strikeout. And Gary Sanchez gets up and hits a single, and it's a walk-off win for the Yankees. But it's uncanny how many ways they found to lose at Yankee Stadium. And that completed a four-game sweep on a delayed basis.
So Rocco gets ejected. We were talking about this earlier. Gardy used to get ejected a couple times a week. And Rocco is, I think this is his second ejection. Doesn't happen very often.
No.
How do players react to that? Some managers feel like, okay, I got to protect my guys. I'm going to make a big fuss, get thrown out of the game. Maybe that shakes things up. Rocco, clearly not that way.
Rocco, I remember him talking to him once about it. And he just said, I don't understand why two grown men have to yell at each other. I've never really understood that, philosophically. But yesterday, everybody knows what line they cross. He did the, Adam, you can argue some things, but you can't argue balls and strikes.
Yeah.
And that's what he was arguing yesterday. So it was almost an automatic because they thought that Tyler Duffy had gotten squeezed. And so he went out there. I'm sure Jeff Nelson knew he was going to throw him out because he knew what Rocco was going to yell about. I don't know if people understand that that's kind of the code of the game. And he challenged him on his balls and strikes. I don't think he did it. He wasn't over the top yelling at him, but that's an automatic. So they threw him out. And I think that because it was two hitters like that and because of the way that Duffy reacted coming off the mound and Duffy was letting it be known what he thought, I think Rocco said, there's no question I need to go out there for my player yesterday. So you got to pick your spots a little bit, but players expect to be protected. And I think because it was two hitters like that and because the way Duffy reacted coming off the mound, Rocco said, I got to get involved in this.
The opening NFL weekend starts on Thursday night with a fantastic game and ends last night with another fantastic game, solidifying the NFL and the product they put on the field whether or not they've manipulated it with, you know, the defensive penalties to turn it into an offensive game, but the challenges, it all has created its must-watch, and the NFL is different because, you know, baseball has games, football has game, or excuse me, hockey, basketball, there's games, but the NFL's, the NFL, those are events that we have to watch.
They are, and they it's something the way that I mean, when you really think about it, because I don't think we think about this when we sit down, but Adam, you know that I mean, it's like the perfect game. You put it on TV, you get all kinds of angles, and then there's just enough time in between each play to second guess or to guess what they're going to do next while you're watching the replay. And then they bring in these challenges, and everybody thinks it's going to delay the game, but it actually creates interaction with the fans because we're all deciding whether or not Dalvin Cook was down or not, right? Yeah. It's a wheel of fortune, right? Yeah. We're all deciding whether or not it was a penalty or not. And I mean, that was, I think, almost by accident when they created that. They didn't realize the effect that would have on fans getting into, you know, trying to make the call themselves at home.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's played generally in 3 hours and not longer. And you know what your time commitment is. And it just works, you know. It just everything about it, your mind is completely, as long as it's a close game, your mind's engaged the whole time because, you know, because of replays and thinking what's going to happen next.
Yeah, it creates controversy, and I think we like the controversy. Hey, next hour, when you come back, we'll talk about St. Thomas Nabs, a big basketball recruit. Thanks, Maxie.
You got it. Thank you.
7:47, lots to talk about policing in the state of Minnesota and rule changes. Former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek joining us next on WCCO.